Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
You're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, yo, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along.
Lift it.
every voice and sing. Till I did heavenly ring with the harbor.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
347-838-9825 is the call-in numbers. What's going on, everybody? How y'all out there doing? Got a lot of response from yesterday's show, and a lot of people say they went on the website and looked at the video. I didn't get a chance to look at the video on the website. I'm going to get a chance to probably go at it during the show or after the show. And I emailed some people and told them to call in and let me know what they thought about it. I had a lot of people also email me and were surprised that I have a white audience. I'm Republican. There's not that many black Republicans out there. Just because I play hip-hop. And I hold black issues to heart because I'm all about black. And I'm pro-African-American. Pro-descendant of American slaves, and I'm pro-black. That does not necessarily mean that white people can't listen to me. And because a black person and a white person share the same views, what does that mean? That means they're still out. Let me give you an example. If you saw two white people in a room, one a Democrat and one was a Republican, why would you naturally assume the Republican is racist and not the Democrat? Why can you be a black Democrat and have a white Democratic friend and not seem to be a Tom, but if you're a black Republican and have a white Republican friend, that will be there? You got to stop having these double standards, people. And a lot of you all agree with me on the Al Sharpton stuff. And a lot of y'all like that tape. I'll play it back and get the man website. I had a lot of his episodes. I tune in to him from time to time. He's a good, well, not a contributor or a friend, but I like to see, I like his information that he gives out on his page. I don't have that website for war. Someone would like to know about the Women Are Rising program, and I don't have the information for that. And for those who are wondering, it's the first congressional district here in Chicago, and I'm seeking the Republican nomination, not the Democratic nomination, so I will not be in a primary against Bobby Rush. A lot of those callers, a lot of those emailers and texters was assuming that I was going head-to-head. No, I'm hoping to be able to get that privilege to go head-to-head with Reverend Rush. So right now I'm seeking the Republican nomination, and there are black Republicans here in Illinois, you know. Now, whether that turns out to victory in November, if I'm so lucky to have the opportunity, who sees? Who knows? Who cares? I care, but let's look at it like this. Someone has to stand up and point out what's right and what's wrong. It's no secret that I said I voted for Barack Obama, and yes, I am a Republican. I feel it's my right to criticize him because I wanted to give him a chance. Because the whole lot depended on his success for my race. And if other races can't understand that, that's just on them. But if you listen to the station, you realize that I do criticize him an awful lot. But I do agree with him on the stance of this war. I do believe we have to assist our allies. Turkey does not want that over there. Jordan does not want that over there. Lord forbid those chemical weapons get in the hands of the people in Egypt. It's more than just Israel. We got to be on a broader picture, people. Got to be on a broader picture here. So I'm glad a lot of y'all agree with me on that stance. And on Open Mic Mondays, it's what it is, Open Mic. The brother from Atlanta, I ain't got no qualms with him. You judge information for yourself. I don't endorse nor condone the information that comes on this airways that I throw out there. I like to get it. Like any other people that's in the media game, I do it for ratings. I do it for the ratings. Good sound bite. People want to go back and listen to it. They get it. The gentleman might strike a chord with somebody. And then again, someone might call in and say the guy's a crock. Who knows? Judge it for yourself. Judge it for yourself. We got the Funky Fresh Tailgate Party coming up this Saturday if you all in the Chicago area. It's the Chicago City Classic, Morehouse, the Mighty Men of Morehouse. Herman Cain's alumni going against Jimmy Lee Tillman's alumni, Central State University. Come on out if you're in Chicago and check out the game. The game starts at 4, but we'll be tailgating out Cold Crew style. My man Corey Smith is holding it down. He's running the point on it. I'm trying to have him on the show Thursday to talk about it. and things will go over there. And I think they're going to have a golf outing for homecoming, so you might have some information for that. For those who are my Central State listeners that are listening in to tonight's program. Right now, I don't really have nothing really scheduled because I was out campaigning today. So I was basically going to go on some news topics and what have you. But so what I'm going to do, since Ebony's not in right now, she should be in today, though. She wasn't in yesterday, but she will be in today. I'm going to take a commercial break and answer these calls that are blinking in. I see you calling in. If you want to talk, I'll bring you on. If not, I'll take your message. And I will go ahead and ask those questions in the chat room. I'll be back with you. Give me 5 minutes. That's a commercial break in the song.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
1960 who, 1960 what, 1960 who, 19, hey, the Motor City is burning. That ain't right. 1960 what, 1960 who, 1960 what, 1960 who, 19, hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. That ain't right. There was a man, voice of a people, standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. Shots rang out. Yes, it was a gun. He was the only one to fall down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his people scream, ain't no need for sunlight. Ain't no need for moonlight. Ain't no need for street light. 'Cause it's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight, 'cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. Hey, the Motor City is burning. Break out the mind, break out the mind is burning. Can't put out the fire because it's burning.
Almighty, the Motor City is burning. We're going to have some more news on Detroit next Tuesday, people. For those of you all who were inquiring, and I'm sorry I got to those emails late. I'm going to be behind a lot on your email and your responses because I'm out here campaigning. You know, this time I'm trying to be successful in my nomination attempt. And me and my producer have been bumping heads left and right. And right now she's not here, so it's hard for me to, like when these songs are playing and commercials are playing, normally she's asking me questions. I'm answering those questions. She's putting them in. There's a lot goes on behind the scenes to make things hot. But people who are saying that Russia is taking the lead in these negotiations and they don't see it my way, should look how history would look at this. What was the talking points when Ronald Reagan asked Gorbachev to tear down the wall? Was it met with fanfare? Was the pundit saying, and so what? What does that mean? Are we going to fund it? Yada, 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 yada. But look how history shows it now. You see, anytime we deal with the great bear of Russia, in any situation that might lead to war or the loss of lives, we will kind of like to see America on top. We don't want to see our president, whether he's Green Party, Independent, Democrat, or Republican, getting humiliated, because it's not he who gets humiliated, it's us who gets humiliated. And I don't know about you, I don't like being fronting on. If I can sense of somebody about the front on, I'm either walk away or go in super extra front mode. No one likes to be fronted on. No one likes to be punked out. Period. Oh, no, no. And the Congress, Lord have mercy. What y'all going to do this election time, Democrats? Are y'all going to kiss the great ring of Obama to get elected when you couldn't give him his public option, when you couldn't give him the votes that he needed? Not even though you were going to lose. Not the fact that you still didn't have the votes, but that you couldn't even stand with the guy. Listen, I'm not no rally the flag or rally the troops around the fucking Democratic Congress, but Lord have mercy. And for my people who are listening, this is what I've been trying to explain to you. The Democrats do not like African Americans. I want to take a roll call. I should look at the numbers and see who endorsed Hillary Clinton before the primaries in New Hampshire. Because these people had a vested interest in Hillary Clinton. And therefore, I submit that they did not want Barack Obama to succeed. I've lost friendships over the Barack Obama-Hillary Clinton debate. I had a homie tell me I'm the dumbest motherfucker in the world to believe that Barack Obama was going to bleed Hillary Clinton, that I have to be out my rabbit ass mind. I was taken back aghast, like, homie. But yet these same people will clap their hands and stump their feet and say, Obama, Obama, Obama. These people will be caught on TV, caught on record, talking about cutting Barack Obama nuts off again, want to be on TV screaming, we love you, we love you, we love you. But here we have this vote, and it as if they could not wait. Could not wait to cut Obama nuts off and not vote for him. They couldn't wait.
Reverend Jesse Jackson says he's very sorry for remarks he made about Senator Barack Obama. Jackson made the comments after an interview with Fox News, and he says he simply didn't realize his microphone was on at the time. A videotaped portion of his remarks shows Jackson telling another guest that Barack Obama was, quote, talking down to black people.
Down the black people on those faith base.
Speaking to CNN's Don Lemon on the Situation Room, Reverend Jackson said his comments were taken out of context.
Broader conversation about urban policy and racial disparities, and I feel very distressed because I'm so supportive of this campaign and what the center has done and is doing. I was in a conversation with a fellow guest at Fox on Sunday, and he asked about Barack's speeches lately at the black churches. I said he can come off as speaking down to black people. The moral message must be a much broader message. What we need really is racial justice and urban policy and jobs and health care. There's a range of issues on the menu. And frankly, I think that is his basic urban policy position. No one has just put one together except him in this situation. And then I said something I felt regretfully crude, but it was very private and very much a soundbite in a live mic. And so I find no comfort in it, find no joy in it.
No comfort, no joy, but yet I'm down with Barack Obama, and I want to be with Eric Holder, holding hands, smiling. And this is what your son thinks about you. This is what his son says about him.
Topping our political ticker right now, this is just coming into the Situation Room, a dramatic statement from Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr., repudiating his father's crude remarks about Senator Barack Obama, remarks caught on an open microphone. In his statement, Congressman Jackson says, "I'm deeply outraged and disappointed in Reverend Jackson's reckless statements about Senator Barack Obama, his divisive and demeaning comments about the presumptive Democratic nominee, and I believe the next president of the United States contradict his inspiring and courageous career." He then goes on to say this, "Reverend Jackson is my dad and I'll always love him. He should know how hard that I've worked for the last year and a half as a national co-chair of Barack Obama's presidential campaign. So I thoroughly reject and repudiate his ugly rhetoric. He should keep hope alive in any personal attacks and insults to himself." An extraordinary.
Now, I ain't gonna go no farther. I ain't going to even go too far. I let those words speak for themselves. You know, the man goes in on 1st of November, you know. So I let the man ride out. So I'm leaving alone. You know, but it's the games that the Democrats play with the descendants of the slaves. I'm not talking about the African Americans. I'm talking about the descendant of slaves. I'm talking about the people who came here over the boats, even the ones that was in New York, even the ones out in Philadelphia, even the ones that were in Virginia, even the Virginians who ended up taking their slaves down south. I'm talking about those descendants from Crispus Attucks, Prince Hall, those great, those descendants also, the descendants of slaves, the ones that came over the boat. I'm talking to those people, how the Democrats just play you and play you and play you and play you. Now, they all, 2 years ago, "We got to get Obama in, health care for all, health care for all. We love you, Obama. We love you, Obama. We got your back. We got you back." The Republicans were here when he needed a vote, a party line vote. See, we have a party line vote, people. That's showing at least your party supports you. His party want to stick a finger knuckle deep to his eyeball, and not even give him a yes vote. Come on, man. But yet you want to say, it's the Republicans. They're being disrespectful to the president. They're being racist. But where were you all when he needed you all, like right now, like Stevie Wonder says? These are one of the reasons why I'm a Republican, and I'm trying to let everybody know. So if I'm fortunate to get the nomination, you know, I'm going to have the bully pulpit, or quote-unquote, the soapbox dump, to remind those people or show those people or inform those people of what is taking place. You see, if you've been following my show, I explained to people after Barack Obama won his first term, that's when I became Republican. And people found that like being an oxymoron, like a speedy turtle. Like, what's up? But I felt that that was it for blacks and Democrats, the Democratic Party. Because unlike most black conspirators who think he was chosen and picked for the spot, I watched it happen. I watched a sex scandal from Jack Ryan get blown up and Barack Obama walks into the senatorial spot. I watched the Republican Party bring in a carpetbagger, which is my... I had no problem with Alan Keith. I'm a big Alan Keith fan, but he's a carpetbagger and thought he was going to take on Barack Obama. Bam, now he's in the Senate. I am my shirt. I find my voice. Hillary Clinton defeat Barack Obama in New Hampshire. Yes, he can, comes the big slogan. Game over. Those are not things that was like he was pointed at chosen. No, those are mishaps and missteps in the election. If Hillary Clinton would have lost that election in New Hampshire, it would not have been over for her. It would not have prevented, it would have prevented Barack Obama from saying, yes, he can, which was a rallying point, which made a lot of people rally to Barack Obama. Let the record show, you can always go back and check it, so it's not like he was chosen. It was circumstances that happened to bring him to that point. But at that time, none of those Democratic Congressional Black Caucus members was with him. It's not his time, Charlie Rangel. He's a young guy, Charlie Rangel. Let him sit back and wait. Doing cocaine, can't lead, biggest fairy tale I ever heard. All those things. But when he needed them the most, they didn't stand with him. And I'm going to wonder, are those same people who left him standing at the altar going to be begging for his endorsement come 2014? I mean, hell, he's a lame duck. He ain't got to mess with you all. Y'all showed him where you all were at. Now, I wonder if the descendant of African-American slaves, the descendant of American slaves who the Republicans fought for to rise up, are they going to realize that? Because over here, we pick people because they can do the job. Condi Rice was picked because she can do the job, not because she was black. Colin Powell was picked because he can do the job, not because he was black. Thurgood Marshall was picked because he can do the job, not because he was black. Let me just take this call in. Hey, what's going on, caller? I got 7 minutes before I take my next commercial break. What's going on? How you doing? We got Karen here from Compton. What's going on, Karen? How you feel? Hello,
hey, how
Karen.
Are you?
Fine, fine.
Hey.
What's going on? Well, how you feel today? What's happening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I can't complain. What's your comment? Would you want to comment on my rant that I made on how the Democrats played the commander in chief, the president? Or
the way I feel about it is I've been a Democrat all my life, okay? I'm becoming disappointed in, you know, just the level of constituency that I have been faced with. Or the response to the constituent requests that I have made. But honestly, I feel that the Republican Party has shot themselves in the foot. You know what I mean? When they have people like Donald Trump, when they have people like McCain, when they have people making all these comments that are just absurd, and you know what I mean, and atrocious, then people that are that would be good representatives of that party are then now associated with badness.
So do you feel the same way when people like Bill Maher and Tina Fey and then made fun of George Bush?
I feel that way about anyone that uses a political arena as a
means
of mockery of things that are very important.
But during
you
the George, I do understand what you're saying, but during the George Bush days, there's the sector of America screaming that George Bush stole the election. He's not my president. Now, if George Bush was black, that'd be deemed racist.
Well, see, I don't know about the.
If someone would say Barack Obama, if somebody
know.
White were to say Barack Obama, my president, was not my president, they'd look at him as being white, I mean, being racist.
Are you seeing me? Racism has increased in America. You do have people that are Caucasian that are doing stuff, but you have black people. There's so much racism now, way more than ever. Abnormal society we live in.
But think about it, Karen. If black people were saying that George Bush is not my president, I voted Al Gore.
The president has been in office for more than 4 years. And
but
we
no,
still
but no,
got
no, no, but no.
That refer to him as Mister.
Even
they
say,
don't even have the decency or the respect to
refer
to him as Mister.
Which is
who he is.
Even said that he stole Ohio. John Kerry won that. George Bush stole both elections. He's not my president.
But
black people are saying that.
We can't even. These people in this society are so. Are so jaded that they're not even willing to refer to him by his title, which is president. How hard is it to say that when that's what he is? Instead, they call him Mister. As if he's not any man in the street. It's wrong.
But listen, Karen, I'm going to go here. When the president needed his party the most, they left him standing at the altar.
Well, see, there is no the most.
All Republicans on his side. Then he had Democrats for the vote for authorization to use force against the Russians over those weapons that they have over there. Now, when he by them not voting for that. That showed CBE came out right. Now, they should have gave the authorization because there were proof that there were weapons over there. Russia had admitted it. But now here we go. Europe, racist people in Europe, London didn't go with them. France half-heartedly. No one wanted to back us. And then they admit having those weapons. But let's say those other countries was not with us. Okay, let's say I know the Republicans are not going to back me. Okay, but at least my party going to back me. No way, left them standing in the shadows of love, like the Temptations say.
But see, the gauge of whether or not the party is doing the right thing should not be when we're at a time of crisis. The gauge should be, you got all these little, it's like babies, right, when they take baby steps, right? At first, they don't just walk, they don't just get up off the floor and start walking. They start to crawl first. So when you see these problems on a day-to-day basis, on a month-to-month basis, on a week-to-week basis, then when it comes crunch time, you can't expect anything but what you get. You see what I'm saying? There has been a lack of support consistently since he has been in office. And that lack of support
Republican,
has now manifested itself during a time when it was really needed.
But as a Republican, that's a party of opposition. We're going to be in opposition. That is for granted. What I'm saying here, what I'm submitting to my listeners, and I'm going to take a commercial break and come right back to you after this. What I'm submitting to my listeners.
I have a question for you before the break, if you don't mind.
Submitting to my listeners is this, that when he needed a party line vote, to say we support you, they didn't support him. They wanted to humiliate him to show the world, like, we ain't with him neither. That was the Democrats' point of view. And I'll let y'all know what y'all think about that on a commercial break. And what's your question, Demanda Jane, about the commercial break? Hold that thought. And we come back to commercial break. 347-839-825.
She bad. Box Chevy. She bad and she know it.
What was the question you had, Karen?
So here's my question. At what point do we allow the process to work? We live in a society where we vote on the best candidate for the job. After that candidate is elected, then in my opinion, as Americans, then we're supposed to have some semblance of support. Because if a person is dating someone that you don't believe that they should be dating, right? And then once they decide to marry, you accept them as a couple and you still hope for the best. And you support them in their relationship. You don't fight within just because they weren't the person that you thought should have had the job, or just because your party didn't get elected and things like that. If there is fighting within, if you divide, then you conquer. You understand? And these divisions that are within these different parties are causing so much problems, in my opinion, that they're showing that they're not the right candidate.
That is true, but my deal is this, that in the overall, you can, my point is this. I naturally vote in lockstep with the Democratic Party, i.e. as if they have their best interests. Now, 92% of the black electorate came out in support of Barack Obama. Now, with that being said, I wonder, are they upset or they are satisfied with their electorate, who they elected, did not support the president who they support, because the politicians used Barack Obama to get elected, saying they are with him and they support him, but when he needed them, they were not there for him. And that was right in your face, because leading up to this war is blatant racism against my president, and I felt that. England has never, ever, ever not went to assist America in none of our endeavors. None of our allies came to assist us in this war. They want to act as if we've been down this road before. George Bush took us here. We don't believe you. Colin Powell lied. You lied. They all lied. Whatever, go to hell. He proved them wrong because Russia said that there are weapons. Now, with them being weapons, he proved them wrong. But now, with that being said, our country, our leaders, saw what was going on abroad, saw the lack of respect that he was getting. Instead of trying to show a unified force as we stand with our president, forget your other countries, they came out and was like, we agree with y'all. He's lying. And the fact that the Democrats jumped on that side of the boat, it should be loud enough to show the African Americans that they speak with a forked tongue. The Republicans, what you see, what you get. The Democrats throw their rocks and hide, is what I'm saying. And it was a travesty. It was a travesty that took place. And that's what I'm saying. And that's why I wonder how people feel that they left him stinking, you know. And so that's my take on it. What's your take on it? Hold up. I have a call from Cleveland. Let me see what this call from Cleveland has to say. What's going on? Hey, Cleveland, you got your tinfoil hat on?
I don't know. Hey, I'm just answering what you said. Hey. You said Syria had chemical weapons. Yeah, they was Russian. Russia sold them to them.
But we know, but it's about us knowing that.
They was Russian weapons. I mean,
but we knew
Russia,
that.
It was Russia.
But we knew already it was an American-Russian war up top. We were about to go to war with Russia, and Russia blinked, is what I'm saying. Russia knew we had to drop all their goods, and we were about to go to war. I'm trying to say, if those don't understand what you just said, there's Russian weapons. Oh, we go around the world and tell Russia to move your weapons. Russia, there ain't no weapons.
Wait a minute. So why did Syria sign some sort of agreement? If it's supposed to be for Russia, why did Syria sign an agreement?
The agreement for what?
You just said that we was about to go with Russia. We weren't about to go. Russia and America had this all planned out. Boy, man, they sit on the G. What is it? G summit together.
No.
They had this all planned out. I'm telling you.
Agree with
you. I'm telling you. And then what they said over the weekend, they said Israel is not a superpower over there because everybody else is in disarray. And remember, I said that last week. I said this is Israel's move, and they got Russia and America playing against each other, acting like they're against each other, but really they're not.
I'm going to say this again.
Now, Israel is not a superpower in the region because
I'm
going
to say this again. Our president went over to Russia in a G8 format, asked Russia to help him remove those those chemical weapons. Russia said they're not there. He asked England to help him remove the weapons. England said, we don't believe you. He asked France.
Russia know they sold him the cereal. How come we ain't mad at Russia?
Let's go on to the chain of events.
We the punks. We know Russia sold it to him, and we know it was Russia made. How come we ain't checking Russia?
Okay, listen. With that being said, come home to America after the G8 said we're not dealing with you. Obama said, I'm launching missiles. Putin said, I'm sending my boats over there, America, to launch missiles. We're shooting them down in the sky, and we're taking as an act.
We'll go to war on your land and kill your people, and they'll take over your land. That's all that was. No,
Obama
ain't what you
said,
thought it was.
I don't think that. And then Obama said, okay, Putin, feel that way, then bring it on, and I'm launching. And just before Obama was about to launch, Putin said, hold on. You were right. We were wrong. We admit that we had weapons. Now, you can call us the punks. You prove it when a liar has to admit that he's a liar. And shame on the devil all day long because he's wronged. And if he comes to the world, if Russia went to the world and said they ain't got him,
Russia did. I mean, Russia sold them the weapons. They Russian-made weapons. How come Russia ain't take the blame? How come America ain't check Russia on that?
I don't understand. Please elaborate.
I'm just saying, how come America didn't check Russia on the weapons? Saying Russia, you say Russia lied, right? Russia did lie, but there was Russia's weapons.
Okay.
And you saying we know they're Russia's weapons. How come we didn't check Russia? We gonna check Bashar instead of checking Russia.
My deal is this. Russia said there wasn't no weapons, correct? Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we just not finding that out because we took Russian words, but there was no weapons. We just not finding that out. Correct?
Okay. So.
So the only reason we find that out because Russia got scared and had to come clean. Correct.
So.
Correct.
Why aren't we? How come we're not punishing Russia?
Oh, Russia's being punished because Russia had to submit themselves to Obama. The simple fact that he got punked by America is shame alone for the simple fact that he came out and said, dude, what you going to do? We're going to shoot your bombs out. Ain't nothing over here to don't shoot. There are weapons. We're sorry. We'll hand them over. Don't do it. White flag. Now, where you coming from, I don't know if that's a punk move or not. But if I tell you, son, give me that ham in your refrigerator, you tell me, nah, dude, I don't eat ham. I'm a 5%er. Son, give me that ham in your refrigerator. Dude, I'm a Muslim. Son, give me that. Okay, nigga, okay, it's ham. It's ham in my house, man. All right. From that point on, I want because you could get ham. I ain't got to come to your crib at all. I told the world it's fake ass and you got ham. That's it. Game over. You don't credibility no more. You lost all credibility. The point of the matter is, discredit the president, and they themselves got discredited because they blinked.
You long way from it, man. You long way from it. They told you Israel is the superpower in the region now. Don't that make sense to you, man? They told Bashar, look, you ain't got no backup. We destroyed all your backup. You going to do what we say. You hear me?
I hear you.
Hello?
I hear you, but the point I'm saying, because I had somebody in the peanut gallery say like this, Russia like Germany, it couldn't go soft. And they ended up going soft because they admitted the fact that, okay.
They just showed Bashar, hey, it's white supremacy and Arabs, y'all losing. Y'all ain't got nothing now.
You can say that if you want, but let's go here. People are saying that Russia thumbed their eyes thumb their nose, they thumb their finger in American nose over the fact that they gave that guy asylum in their country. Let's say that. Aha, aha. Now here you go, Russia. We punking you out, America. We got your guy, and we're not going to let him go. Nah, natty, nah, nah. All that okay. Well, could you help us remove these chemical weapons that we know you're planning on? Nigga, we ain't got no weapons. Please, Russia, move those. Nigga, we ain't got no weapons. All right. Well, I'm dropping bombs on the whole city because of you. They going to know we're dropping bombs because of you, homie.
Why would Russia be upset if we drop bombs on Bashar? Why would it be upset?
Pipeline, oil, don't disrupt our flow, homie. Please don't do it. Don't do
it. America wasn't going to do nothing. It was all stage, man. It was all stage. Let Bashar know
all those Coptic Christians, all those Coptic Christians who believe over there in Russia that you destroy Damascus, here come the Son of Man. The point I'm coming at is this. Russia blink.
Oh, my goodness.
Russia blink. The fact that they try to punk America out and told it, listen, they said this, Sean, I'm going to say it again. If you launch missiles, we're going to shoot them out the sky. To the point of, okay, we're going to talk to the man. Let me talk to the man. They went from we're shooting missiles out the sky to talking to the man. Went from saying we didn't have the weapons to we had the weapons to can we get the time?
Bashar, he said, look, Bashar, we'll set you up. You better give me what I want in this country or I'll set you up and you will be knocked off.
Well, if you want to go,
that's how it went down. You get some crazy story, man.
You want to say okay? If you want to say that,
because America and Russia sit on the G8 together. They sit on the the G8 summit together. They sit on it. They on the panel together.
Does that have to do with the American Congress sat here and them also trying to emulate the president by not authorizing a strike or war against that country who had toxic chemical weapons? The point I'm saying is that the Congress, the Democratic elected officials who sit in with Obama, stood with Germany, stood with Britain, stood with Russia in this crisis. That's what I am saying.
Man, it wasn't no crisis, man.
It was a crisis because God mentioned on Charlie Rose that even some of his soldiers were affected.
They said on C-SPAN, Israel is now the superpower in the region because everyone around Israel is in disarray. They said that this weekend.
Well, listen, it is not in Israel's interest to have Egypt in disarray. You see, Anwar Sadat put his life on the line to make sure that Egypt and Israel would not go to war. See, a lot of people, King of Jordan got to deal with Israel.
How
cool.
Anwar Sadat put his life on the line? He just got shot.
No, he knew, listen, he knew he was going to die.
He
was trying to pay
for it. Man, get out of here with that old crazy.
He was going to die
for
his life.
Ain't nobody about to win or they die for nothing.
He knew he was gonna die.
Man, everybody knew one day they're gonna die, but he ain't know he was gonna be assassinated.
Mm-mm. He knew that the Muslim Brotherhood, which he's a part of, gonna take him out.
It pays to have everybody in disarray surrounded by Israel, surrounded because Israel is paranoid, so they gotta have everybody around them in disarray.
Like Yitzhak Rabin got shot for signing the agreement with Yasser Arafat. He knew that was going to happen. I'm just saying. In that region of the world, they know that once you make those agreements, your life is on the line. Now, I mentioned an Arab and a Jew, both of them whose life was on the line. I even go say Yasser Arafat, but let's go with Anwar Sadat, who signed that major treaty with Jimmy Carter about the we're not going to go to war with you. And then we're going to go with Yasser Arafat. We're going to give land up. We just stop the being gay. You land up to the Palestinians. He got popped. Point I'm saying, if you make deals like that, they coming for you, and they know this. It's a history in that region. So anybody who makes deals with a so-called enemy, whether you're Arab or you're a Jew, your life is on the line from that point on. And any strange individual, any radical, any extremist are going to take you out. That's been the history since 1940-something, since they've been over there. So that's why I say he knew his life was on the line once he signed that paper, because the history of people, lives who been taken out for making agreements since they've been in existence. But I say that to say this, that disoriented Egypt is not in the best interest in Israel. Just like chemical weapons.
You don't know what you're talking about. It is in the best interest of Israel.
It's not.
If Israel get everybody in disarray, and there can't nobody attack them.
Well, let me get this straight. You think that
can't nobody organize a good attack? Huh?
What is stopping the Egyptian army from rushing on Egypt right now?
They have no leadership.
No. We're stopping Lebanon right now from launching. No.
I mean they're getting support from us. If they're getting money from us,
the Palestinians are in the right.
Huh?
Nah, man. The deal is sometimes you gotta work things out, man. Sometimes you gotta work things out. You cannot stop what's already in motion. You cannot stop this already in motion. Now, everyone will say Israel benefits from things being in disarray. I mean, Israel was straight when Egypt had the king in there. Egypt was straight. Egypt was straight when the Middle East was in not in disarray, but in order, when they had treaties. You see, you can't make no treaties in disarray when things are disarray. So when things are in disarray, who's going to come to power and we're in disarray, we're out of chaos. Sometimes order comes out of chaos, or sometimes chaos continues from chaos. And so you need order in order to make deals, because they steal a small little land in a big ass area, no matter how many bombs and weapons they got over there. They're still outnumbered. And they got to make deals, because like you said earlier, they outnumbered. And so when you're outnumbered, no matter what, you want peace around you, because they move on you. Everything else is just talking points, man. Don't believe the hype, man. Don't believe the hype. You know, because that's the chosen spot. Jerusalem is the place to be. Everything's going to happen over there, you know what I'm saying? And that's how, you know, that's it, man.
What's going to happen over there?
It all pops off, man. It's popping off right now. Popping off right now over there, right now. We talking about what? Syria? We talking about Damascus? We talking about biblical worlds? We talking about biblical times, man? We talking about biblical lessons and laws and stuff like that. Everything's popping off right now. Those who have eyes, let them see. Those who have ears, just hear Jimmy Lee. That's all I got to say. But let me ask you this question right here. What do you feel?
That's blasphemy.
What do you feel about that dude who heard voices? Do you feel that the gentleman from Atlanta was correct and said they had a mind control on that gentleman?
What I think, man, I think old boy went to work and he got caught up in some high-level tech stuff, man. I don't even know. Did the boy die in the shootout? It don't make sense. He had three weapons. He had an AR-15, a shotgun, and a pistol. And I don't know how he walked on the post carrying those items. And who had the AR-15? Who did he shoot to get that? He came in with a starter. I don't know. I'm thinking that old boy who just went up to work one day and he got caught in the middle of a hit, an organized hit, because that's 13 people, man. I didn't read the story. I've been trying to get the story. I don't know exactly what happened, but this guy don't seem like This guy don't seem like a type to just walk on a Navy base and just start shooting people.
Do you?
I have a question for you.
Everybody was high ranking on there. It seemed like that was a target to me. Go ahead.
Do you think that mental illness is becoming just a new excuse to say, oh, okay, we're blaming on mental illness, and then that way we can get rid of all speculation on what really happened.
Yeah, I think that's it, because you know they said at first they said it was three people shooting, then they said it was two. Now they're just saying it's him. He did all that. It don't make sense. He ain't trained nothing like that. He went in and killed 13 some people. They, I don't know how he did that.
Hello. So what do you think it is? What do you think happened? Do you think it's a true story or a wag the dog or you think it was?
I think it was a wag the dog because I would think it's a military hit myself. I mean, but then again, I don't know how could you get on a military base like that? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, with loaded weapon, I don't. Did he walk on? Did he drive on? I don't know.
I tell you what. When I started filing complaints, the first thing that started happening was people started going up in my medical records trying to change the facts. Now, so is that what happened in this case? I don't know. But I do know that they have ways to cover up their illegal acts.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Well, do you believe, like, the caller from yesterday, maybe he was targeted with some type of mind control device the government is working on, Sean?
I don't know. Dude could have been under meds, who knows? But then again, I'm not going to say that. Because he was working every day. They didn't diagnose him as real mental unstable the way he can't function because he had a contract job. Really, he was working on his own, I believe. My thing is, how many people? He shot an armed guard. And did the armed guard have this AR-15? Because, that's like a M-16, a smaller version. And I don't know how he did that. He came in with the sword off and shot him, then got the pistol. I don't know. It just don't add up. And they say it was more people than one. I don't know. To me, I think I'm just trying to look at all the people that was killed. Right? All of them was pretty high ranking. You know, and I don't know if they was all working on the project together. I don't know. What was the project? Who knows? I don't know. Did they know too much? I don't know. Who knows?
But what do you mean by high ranking?
I mean, I was looking at some of the things, and all of them from what I've seen, they all was like officers, if I ain't mistaken. A good majority of them.
Wow. Okay. You don't think it was just put out there to disguise, like, probably the fact that we have a just looming in the Congress for that have passed a couple of votes. I mean, a lot of votes passed during this little crisis that we don't know about. Maybe that was put out there. You think that was used to distract the people for a quick second because it was over in a quick heartbeat, and today is Wednesday. By Friday, the story should be over, right?
Oh, that it's possible, but distracted for what, though?
Well, maybe some Congress might have passed. You got to look deep into it. You know, I had someone text me earlier and look into the bills that Congress has passed during that time this next. Look at the votes on Syria. Look at the votes on a gun ban. There's a lot of votes that went past. I'm going to look into it. I have no direct information. I was hoping maybe one of my callers can bring that up.
See, I haven't really read the story on the guy. I'm trying to find out, but I can't really. It keeps changing. So
he said he heard voices.
The story keeps changing.
Yeah.
He heard voices, just like the gentleman said. They can make you think
you
hear voices.
Well, I mean, it's just like all the people that passed were like from 50-some, I think like 46 or 70. You know what I'm saying? What's the odds of only shooting people in a certain age range? It's just odd.
It just seemed like it was organized. I mean, I don't know. It was professional. It had to be. You walk on the military and you can get off too. And they say they're looking for somebody else. They say the cameras got somebody. I don't know. But then now they're coming back and saying, well, it was just him. He's a lone shooter. I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know. I didn't get all the information.
There was a guy in the paper that was like two blocks away that was on the ground. But at first they said he was associated with it. Now they're changing it, saying that he had a heart attack. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I heard it was a black man with gray sideburns, and they was looking for him. And then they said it was a white guy with him, but then they said he was okay, but they're looking for the black guy with sideburns. Then they're saying, no, it was nobody, but it was just him. He's the lone shooter. Now he was insane and hearing voices. I don't know. I don't get it.
And then they said they failed to diagnose him as mentally ill. You know what I'm saying? It's just something real shady about the whole thing.
It just don't make sense. Don't add up.
But like the gentleman said last night, could it be that the government is zapping people to make them do things like the dude that shot up that movie theater? He himself said he heard voices.
I just believe that I know sometimes that when you, if you file a complaint and things like that, then people come after you. I don't know that they come after him. I don't know if that's what happened.
Yeah, that is true. It could have pissed him off to the point that he did say, hey, forget that. And he just said, forget it. I'm not going to let whatever happened to me happen. And he went off, but then he... I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. People can get that angry. Well, I'm going to go back on the job and take out everybody.
Yeah, but the thing about it was the weapons don't make sense, though.
Yeah, the weapons don't make sense, right? I don't know.
Well, I've not.
And then the reason that was given don't make sense either, right? He didn't get his paycheck. And now they're saying that he's been shopping for bullets and spending all his money on bullets and stuff like that. That kind of stuff don't make sense. If they're saying that he bought this because he didn't get his check, then it don't seem like he'd be the kind of person that waste money on bullets like that beforehand.
You know what I'm saying?
If you know somebody that's going, where's my money? They're not trying to waste no money on nothing like that. Because how are you going to know you're not going to get paid? You know what I'm saying?
It don't make sense. Yeah, common sense.
Right. The whole story is this dude didn't get his check. But they're saying that he was spending his check on bullets. Shoot, if he's out there like that strung out about his check, he ain't trying to waste that money.
I don't know. He was a Buddhist. This don't sound right.
It don't sound right at all. Because the service have a way of setting you up. I had a friend said they planted stuff in her car one time. You know, then I had one person said, you know, they set her up for rape. The service be doing crazy things out there, but it's difficult to say what is true. It all could be like Mission Impossible stuff. Maybe you are correct, Sean. Maybe they were working on something. Or maybe you are, Dana. Maybe he was mad because he didn't get his check, like Sean said earlier, that maybe
Or maybe they was all working and somebody came in and shot them all and then placed the guns on him. So, I mean, I came in and got out. That don't make sense. How can they get on the base and then get off the base without being seen?
The guy was just the one guy, man, the lone shooter. It was Oswald, because this is mask, he didn't get his check. He was in the service before. He took the first guy out, bam, bam, boom. Made a move. You know what I mean? Grand Theft Auto guy, bam, bam, got him on scope, pop, pop. Took him long range, made a move. He ran the crowd. Everybody looking at me, put the guns up, the next guy. Keep it moving like a video game. Became a video game to him.
Like they do
on Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
Nothing but
all
no
right.
Program.
Right.
You know, I got him a scope. I got him. I got him. I got him. Bam, bam, bam. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, that what it is. It is.
Right. But no, you're right. That's funny. Whatever it is, it is. Whatever it is, it is. But I've not looked at it fairly, you know, before I change topics. I want to address what my cat from Atlanta was talking about. Now, because when I read no Drudge Report about the voices here and how it was normal one day, everybody said, and he went off. Do y'all do not address the theory that the government has this little mind zapping thing? Do you all? You all not subscribe to that theory? Do you?
I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, but what they got the radio? They got all types of mind stuff out here. The radio, whatever. I mean, TV, television, what? That can, man. I don't know. I ain't seen it, so I don't know.
Games?
Huh?
We got it in video games also? You know how they say video games also are getting students, like the dude in who shot up the Newtown kids, Newton. The video games sparked him to do that. You know, and some people say he was mentally disturbed too. And he said he heard voices also.
Alright.
And I'm not prescribing anything. Just trying to see.
Well, I mean, that's okay. Everybody hear voices, man. People talk to dead people. They tell you to talk to Jesus all the time. They hear voices. Right? What's the difference, man? Hearing voices. I mean, I don't know. That what they say happened, that's what happened.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to see if you feel that it was true. And did you by any chance get a chance to go to the video site and look at the video that he posted, I mean, the web page the man had out there?
No. I checked out the web page.
And what do you think about it?
I thought that that this man, for some reason, has felt that he is persecuted to the point where he has surrounded himself with, I mean, it's like he is obsessed with stopping these electromagnetic waves. And
what website?
It was Freedom. I want to say it was FEHS.com. That's got to be it. But I watched the video. You know what I mean? I couldn't, you know, he came up with some information, so of course I like to learn. So I listened to it and I watched it. And it was very interesting.
Oh, the guy that was on last night?
Yeah, the guy that was on last night.
No, the website last night, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
On his website. So the guy is showing how to block out these electromagnetic waves and how to protect yourself.
Okay.
So you gotta check it out.
Well, what's the video? Website or
And what way did he come up to block the waves, though? What were the ways you can come up to block the waves?
He put aluminum foil on the walls. He got a hat that he has aluminum foil on the inside of the hat. And then he has a piece of cardboard. And the cardboard is wrapped in aluminum foil.
My friend's mama, years ago, they diagnosed her as real mentally crazy because she said the government was using satellites to beam waves through her head, so she was wearing aluminum foil in her shower cap. You hear me? So that's why I asked you, and you said he had aluminum foil.
He had taken that to a whole nother level.
Okay. I ain't saying aluminum foil don't block waves. I ain't saying that. But it's
it
just,
does,
it's just,
exactly, it does. It
right.
does.
Well, what I'm saying is when you tell somebody that in the hospital, they will lock you up. For real. That'll get you a straight up schizo stamp.
I bet it will. I bet it will.
I ain't saying it won't work. I ain't saying it ain't work. It don't work, but, you know.
Well, it will work, right? It's supposed to reflect. So it will work with, I don't know if it will or not, but this guy took what you just said to a whole nother level. He got aluminum foil on the walls.
What does that do? What does having aluminum foil on the walls prevent?
Huh?
Having aluminum foil on the wall, what does that prevent?
He said it prevents the rays or the frequencies. It prevents the rays. And so he has on the walls, he has it in the hat, he was using mirrors. You know what I mean? He had it broken all down. He had it all broken down. And
so if you can put aluminum foil on your wall, some siding on, would that stop the rays from coming through?
Shoot, I don't know. I don't know. I think if somebody going to that depth to put a ray on you, you're going to get the ray. you may as well surrender to the ray. Because if you got to go through all that, then, you know, you won't have a chance.
I ain't saying nothing because there's people that, you know, that practice for future war and got bomb shelters and all that. So I ain't going to knock it because I was thinking about doing some survivalist stuff myself, but the aluminum foil, though, I don't know. I mean, that's, I don't know.
All I know is if it's coming at you that hard, where you got to have aluminum foil on the walls, you may as well suck it up and get ready to take it away. Take one for the team.
Did your friend say that when the lunar shower cap was on her head that it worked?
Okay,
well,
you
didn't
say
that. Well,
it was
the mom that was telling me this. Yes, she said it worked. But, you know, I listened, you know, but I was, in the back of my mind, I was saying something, you know. But it's
right.
funny that
okay.
y'all bringing that up. But she was a very nice lady, very nice lady. Very nice lady, you know. And I would have said she was a little, you know, touched, but being that I heard these stories before, I'm not going to just write it off and say it's crazy because I don't know.
You're not going to go straight
but,
to the top.
But to see her with the aluminum foil in her head and shower cap and trying to avoid the windows, you know, it just... Some people can take things, I don't know, to an extreme, or maybe the government was soon aiming a satellite at her brain. I don't know. Soon electro waves, I don't know. But
I don't know. If we get to the point to where they coming at me that hard with the rays, I got to throw my hands up and say, forget it. I'm going to have to take one for the team. And I'm done. They got me.
Yeah. But then again, you know what? Hey, I ain't going to knock it. I'm not going to knock it. I ain't going to knock it because, you know, I don't know. They doing a lot of stuff with this infrared, you know, looking at, trying to see people's eye, trying to see people through the walls of infrared. Why are they spying on people like that? You hear me?
Terrorists in America, man.
What's that?
Because they're terrorists in America.
They're terrorists in America.
Yeah, that's why.
My thing is this. My life ain't that interesting. I don't have nothing going on that's that interesting that anybody needs to put the ray on me. And if they do, they're going to be disappointed. I can tell you right now.
Do you think they are afraid of a prophecy of supernatural ability children? Or supernatural ability people as supposed to be on the rise or something? Or you think that the government fears that and that's why they're watching?
Well, you mean to tell me that because of Professor X.
You know, because they got this thing called indigo children and crystal children.
You mean to tell me that Professor X,
highly psychic telepathic children, huh?
Professor X and Magneto has got their little ray and trying to pick up their children and form the X. They're telling me right now. They're trying to find You mean to tell me that Professor Xavier and Magneto are trying to find the little crystal children to get their school formed up because they have extrasensory powers? Is that what you're trying
to
say, homie?
Hey, look, if they say these kids can breathe underwater, I'm reading up all of this, I don't know, man. In China, they got kids reading up under their air, reading from under their armpits. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well,
I'm looking up the indigo and
up.
Crystal children. They say all black kids kind of psychic. You know, they was given these definitions of how you can spot these certain kids. And basically all black kids, they label them ADHD and say that they hyper, when actuality they just bored. They think real fast. They get bored real fast. They can speak and rap real fast. Hello?
Wow. I gotta look at that survey. Need to send that survey so I look at that information, I look at that. Because, you know, ADHD, a lot of children are being diagnosed with that, being put on this medication. They try to say the medication is used to dull their ESP, the extrasensory perception. Is that what you're saying?
Right, yeah.
And you know what? That was one of the reasons why I was like, okay, the first thing they come out talking about, this guy, the black guy, did all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's just unusual for a black guy.
Right. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So was a sniper.
I'm thinking that too. Because he took out the guard. That's what I'm saying. It was two organs. I mean, to get 13 people, dude, were they just standing there and just, hey, shoot me? I mean, I don't know. Did he close the door and lock them in where they couldn't move around?
And they're all around the same age range. If you got mass confusion, surely you're going to at least make a mistake and get somebody young.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was targeted, you know?
And then the biggest one for me was the dude that gets on TV talking about, he's set up there talking to somebody, and the man comes and kills the person beside him. Why didn't he take you out, too? Not that I'm saying he should have, but I'm just saying.
Right.
You know,
right.
Who does that? You know what I mean? Who does that? Okay, you could go on, and I'm gonna get this person, and then keep on going. That's not usually how things go down. So it's just something weird about it.
Hey, whoever it was, if he had help, they was professionals, and they would have to be military. Somebody.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
To have the balls to go up on a military base. You got to. You know, that's balls to do that. You know? I mean, I ain't saying it won't be done, but that take a lot of guts. Somebody had to be very comfortable about being around the military.
Yeah, I'd agree. I go ahead, Dana.
It just seemed like before they put out all these stories, they need to really investigate what went down. Like that dude in L.A., what came out? That he had been targeted, he had been lied on and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden now he went postal. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why I say, who knows what this guy went through, because dude in L.A., he was in the Navy too. What's up with all these Navy people at that? What's up? What's up with all the Navy?
Look at what's going on in the NY. Right, exactly.
Is it? What's up with all these Navy people? Black going off. They black at that. What's up with the Navy?
Well, maybe they all might have been in the same camp together. Who knows? Serving the same platoon. Maybe.
I don't know. The likelihood of that happening statistically is very low. Maybe look at the system. Maybe look at
right.
the system. So you got black people.
Maybe there's some hidden racism going on in there and people ain't standing for it.
Well, maybe they hidden.
Right. Well, we all know that. Listen, the man just snapped. He didn't get his check. He's hearing voices. He's
that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. And he didn't get his check. That don't make no sense. I'm telling you right now, that don't make sense.
Well, we all know that.
He didn't get
his surprise is American. He doesn't even look like an American. But anyway, tomorrow's show, everybody, I'm going to have my man Charles Douglas Love. We're going to continue on his book, Logic and Why Black Party. And we're going to be dealing in poverty. So if you're not doing it, Sean, he said you need to check his website, Think or Die. And you better think or
die. Oh, my goodness, man.
Think or die, Sean. And we're going to explore the myth about blacks in the Republican Party. And we're going to make sure that we try to convert a lot of Democrats to see that they ain't really down with Obama. You know, we're trying to flip the script, make everybody look at things. So make sure you tune in on that day. And he sent me a little text to make sure. Let me know. Make sure you on, Sean, and make sure you go to his website and his blog. He put some blogs up there.
I already seen his website, man. I seen it. I can't believe that, you know, that we still, you know, we still got times like this, man. I can't believe it, man.
I can't believe
we got sellouts like that, man. But
why don't you get a hold of his book? His book, you might think twice about it. It's a great book. It's on Amazon now. Just people go pick it up. I have a copy here. And what I'm going to start doing is I think I might start giving out copies to certain callers. Every 10th caller calls them and say, I'm going to get a copy out to those people. It's a great book, Sean. You need to check it out. You got to think or die, homie. It's about logic. Think or die. A lot of that's how you say it. Think or die. That's what you got coming on tomorrow. And make sure you be on. But I want to say that before I wrap the whole show up, before I let y'all do y'all thing. But I'm gonna get into that shooting. I'm going to look more into it. I didn't pay too much attention to it because I was out getting petitions. I want to hear what y'all opinion on that was. And again, Putin blinked, Sean. In history, your people are going to look back and realize that this was a monumental moment in American history that Russia gave in to America and admitted that they were wrong, just like they did in the Cuban Missile Crisis when Kennedy got to admit that they had nuclear weapons pointing at America on Cuban soil, and they told Kennedy he didn't. And so they said, do you have chemical weapons over here in Syria? No, we don't. Yes, you do. No, we don't. Okay, we do. The same situation. History repeats itself once again. All right,
y'all. Yeah, sure does. Go ahead. Well, I'll holler at you tomorrow.
All right, Karen, the copy. Right, anyone say Karen, the copy? I'll let you go.
You know what? I'm just going to keep praying for our country. You know what I mean? We got to find a better way. We got to figure our way. We got to figure a way to have some peace again. Right now, there isn't any. And so I'm going to keep praying for peace for all of us. And hopefully things will get better. Hopefully we can get back to where we were before instead of going backwards, which is what we're doing now.
Well, I agree with you, and I think you need to check out thinkordie.org, Karen. That's thinkordie.org. And check out Brother Charles Douglas Love. He's an author. I'm a conservative author, even though me and him see different eyes on the war. I guess I'm a hawk, more of a hawk than he is. And he feels like, Sean, that we shouldn't go to war with Russia and that Putin did punk out Obama. See, Sean and Charles do see the same. So I guess, Sean, you're a Tom, too, because you and Charles think the same thoughts. I guess so. What you need to do is tune in tomorrow, and we're going to both handle that out. This is Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network, like a long spot. This is Jim Lee Underground Radio Network. I'd like to say good night, everybody, and may your God be with you as always. Anything you want to say, Karen, before I break out? Now you're just coming in now, Ebony, man. Show's almost over. Anything to take care of? I'll let you go.
Say again, no. Just keep the love. And I'm going to keep praying for us, and it's going to get better. Thanks for bringing out all these interesting topics, Jimmy. I appreciate it and enjoyed the talk.
Well, it's funny. I had a song queued up, and right now I guess I can hang nothing up. It's as if my internet just went out all of a sudden. After that, if you walk in, the internet doesn't go out of the spot. So now I can't fade out, so I need about, I don't know, a couple of more minutes of talk time going on here. So keep it going, Karen. I can't get my internet walking out, so I need 4 more minutes of talking up. So hold on. Talk it up till I get this music playing.
Okay, so here's my question. Do you think that, I guess we don't have time for a question, but in light of all the things that are occurring, I see that we're at a time where, you know, people are going to have to start doing the right thing. People are standing up and saying no more. So, I mean, it's a shame that they had to, that this guy was a black guy, and to me that's just going to fuel problems that we have in America. But hopefully things can get better. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
What you say?
All right, now this is Jimmy Underground Radio Network. Now I can say goodnight and may your God be with you. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Thoughts, Love, Think.org, Logic, Black and Republican Party, and we can fade it out like that.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hold on. Yeah.
You know that song you play, about how Lord, don't move this mountain, but give me the strength to climb?
Yeah, Andrews,
yeah. Yeah. That song would be perfect, because right now we got some mountains in front of us, and we all need the strength to climb them. So, you know, I'm going to keep praying for our country.
See, that would be a good way to end the show, but I don't know if my internet going to pop back off. So I just looked up on this. And I'm going to ride out with that, but that's most definitely be on it tomorrow when we have Charles Love, Blacks in the Republican Party, Think.org, and Obama punked out Putin, everybody. Just know that. Thank you. Thank you, God be with you.
I want to tell you, baby, I got to thank you for being mine. Remembering when I first saw you, baby, how I wish that you were mine. You know what I did? Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please make a mine? Oh, and tell you, baby. Oh, thank you, I wanna. And tell you, baby. Thank you, I wanna tell you, baby. Thank you.